Now, I don't know about you, but it seems like there's an awful lot of different terminology and different words. Words that used to mean one thing now mean something else. And I was just wondering and thinking about something that I hear all the time. Well, this is so-and-so, and they are an influencer. And I'm thinking, what in the world is an influencer? Well, I found out because I looked it up on a social media thing, and I said, hey, what's an influencer? It says, in a nutshell, an influencer is someone whose opinion is valued in a popular in a particular area and who influences people to buy things as a result. Then before the age of social media, these were all kinds of different traditional type of influencer. Well, I heard a preacher talking about that too, and the preacher said, well, an influencer is a leader. And I thought, oh, a leader. Yeah, leadership. Yeah, that's what that's all about. And I'm thinking, you know, I can understand that because leadership is so important as we're thinking about the shepherd. Think about a shepherd to lead us. You know, lead us like a shepherd, one of them wonderful hymns. Well, in John chapter 10, talks about leadership. And I think we all want good leadership. Good shepherds to lead us in and out of green pastures. Well, we vote hoping to elect people that would be a good leader. We apply for jobs hoping to work for it, and we go to school hoping to be educated by it, but we don't always find it, do we? The trust that we place in our leaders can be broken. Boy, do we know that, especially leaders in the political realm, not only in our country, but around the world. So what are we to do? Well, in John chapter 10, I think it holds the answer. Look at the picture that Jesus gives us in John chapter 10. It's a wonderful, vivid portrayal of a shepherd caring for his sheep. The shepherd would lead his sheep in and out of distant areas and stay there for days. Now, we've been blessed to be able to go to Israel and see firsthand how the Bedouins and the Arabs and the different people that have a vocation of shepherding operate out in the wilderness of Israel. But being a good shepherd has to be created, like in a temporary corral, if you would, a pen to keep the sheep in and when they're not grazing. Now, sometimes they just take and gather crude stones out of the field and make a somewhat of a pen that a shepherd could quickly put together. Such a structure at night, he would lay down his body in the opening of that crude structure, making himself the door. Now, no sheep could wander away at night unless it stepped over the sleeping shepherd. And no wolf could come and do any harm without waking the shepherd, because he is the gate. Do you see some of the things that I'm talking about? Well, more than any other duty, the goal of the shepherd is to protect the sheep. And this is how you know a good shepherd from a bad shepherd. Does the shepherd, or does the leader? Boy, we got a lot of leaders that we need to wonder. We need to ask them, are you a good shepherd or not? Well, we need to check them out, because sometimes the fruit of what they produce in their leadership, not so good. But how do you know that that person is a good shepherd or a bad shepherd? I think what you got to do is look at the sheep. Yeah, we are all like sheep and have gone astray. You know, there's so much sin in the world. And you think, well, why is there so much sin? Well, I think one of the biggest reasons, and I know when I was more of a heathen than I am now, and a more of a sinner than I am now, sin can be fun. But it's the consequences of the sin that's the problem. So if you turn your life over to the Good Shepherd and let him give you some wisdom and give you some ability to understand and to be able to love and protect, and then when you become a good sheep, you in turn can become a good shepherd or a good influencer. Leadership is so important. It's interesting to see how this works out in the real world. And leadership comes in a whole bunch of different ways. And I'm not to make light of it, but we're all leaders, whether we're a leader in our home, leader in our business, leader in where we work, or church, you know, especially the United Methodist Church. I always liked the structure of United Methodist Church because most of the leaders of the church are lay people. Yeah, we got a pastor once in a while, but for the most part, it's the leadership of the congregation that runs the church and makes it a great church or not for the community. So there's different varieties of leadership or different varieties of influencers. You know, there can be a good influencer and a bad influencer. You know, we know that because we have a spiritual challenge every day of our life. We have the old Satan, the god of this world, trying to get us to do his thing. And then we got the gift and love of the Holy Spirit through Jesus on the other shoulder there, trying to keep us straight. So we're always constantly in that battle. And who you follow is important. Because sometimes leadership is very intensive, and sometimes we define it as the ability to create in others the desire to follow. Now, we all need a follower. We all had all leaders. We wouldn't have no followers. You know, that same old catching your tail thing. So people tend to follow men and women who know where they're going and why. So whenever others follow your direction, think about that, or your thinking. I always like my ex-father-in-law says, you know, if you convince a person against their will, they'll be of the same opinion still. So convincing things is not really a fruit of a leader. You lead by example, and you try to fulfill your leadership role that way. Leaders need to know what they believe and why. Now, I'm looking today at a Christian perspective, as a Christian witness. We're all leaders. Yeah, we have that personal relationship with God through Jesus Christ, and that's important. But then we as leaders in the world, whether it's our family or wherever we are, we need to show others how to follow Christ. God is our leader and all that relates to spiritual life. And the spiritual life leads to the physical life. And providing his word being Christ, to give us direction. You know, we're in a area of between the resurrection and Pentecost. And we think about that. Well, now Jesus is not here in the physical sense anymore. How are we going to get this leadership thing in our spiritual life? Well, God said to Jesus, Jesus, tell them that when you come home to be with me, I'm going to send one greater than you, going to be the Holy Spirit. And Jesus said to us, and we need to know this, and we know that he's not here with us in the physical sense, but he said that he would never leave us nor forsake us. So this Holy Spirit is available to all. Now, he won't come down around and force himself upon you. He wants to be invited. He wants to be around you. And we call him the Paraclete, the one who comes alongside, the encourager, the wisdom, the grace. Sometimes we can fuse it with our conscience, but the Spirit of the living God through Christ gives us that wisdom and grace that we knew. And Jesus said, test the Spirit and make sure it's of me. Because you can follow a wrong leader or a bad leader. Make God your leader in all that the spiritual life has to offer. And if you make a mistake, you know, you repent, and he'll forgive you, and then you keep on going. It's called on-the-job training here in this world. So, the Jesus showed us the way, and the Bible tells us all about him. He shares his wisdom, and he helps us through the gift of the Holy Spirit. So, this thing called influencers is more than nothing more than just another term for leadership. But it's important who influences us and how we are influenced. There's so many scriptures all through the Bible that gives us qualities of a good leader. And so we go about choosing good leaders in the political realm. We go about choosing good leaders who we want to work with or work for. But what is our responsibility towards the leader? You know, we need to also show them love and grace and respect. And then how should we treat our leaders? Now, that's a good question, preacher. How do we treat our leaders? Well, it says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 12 through 13, it says, honor those who are your leaders in the Lord's work. Think highly of them and give them your wholehearted love because of their work. Wow. You know, it says in Hebrews that we are to pray for one another, especially in the need of prayer right now with all the challenges in our life and all the life in the midst of the church and political leadership. It's just amazing how we need to rely on one another. So, I'm just rumbling and mumbling and groaning and whatever, but I think leadership or influences is something that we need to really pay attention to. That leadership is always there if you'll seek it. With that, I'd like to think about any joys, concerns, and praises, and we know that we have a lot. You know, you've heard me say before, I am so grateful that we have so many prayer warriors in our little church, and we thank God for them, for the prayer of intercession. But I think the most important thing in our Christian life is to learn to pray for ourselves. You know, that we say the Lord's Prayer, and we're going to recite the Lord's Prayer here in a little bit. It's sort of a prayer that Jesus taught to his disciples, that when they asked him, Lord, can you teach us to pray? And he said, use this as a model prayer for all of your prayers to line up with. But did you know, over in John chapter 17, we talk about intercessory prayer. Jesus himself prayed for us, that the Father would keep them safe, and us being us, and that we would be able to just understand the joy of the Christian life. And he prayed a prayer of intercession to the Father. Father, you know, you've given all these people to me, and I ask that you will protect them and keep them until I return again. And he's doing that. Isn't that cool? But we do have some prayers on our prayer list that you can find on the website if you wanted to look at the prayers and different things that you just click the little slides button and it'll take you over to all the ones that we have on our prayer list here at the church. But you don't need a preacher. You don't need an 800 number. You don't need anybody. You're a child of the living God. And when you accept Christ into your life, guess what? You don't need an 800 number, nothing. You got direct access to God through the Son. Pray in Jesus' precious name. And Lord, we do come in a prayer of agreement for all the people that are in need of a prayer, Lord, and we thank you for that. So we list them, but we also know that you already know our needs. And so individually, learn to pray for yourself. So we close with the Lord's Prayer today. what we call the Lord's Prayer. As I said, the real Lord's Prayer, in my humble opinion, is in John chapter 17, when the Lord prayed for us. But disciples were wanting to know why Jesus went all by himself so much at the end of the day. You know, they walked everywhere they went, and by the end of the day, they stopped and built a little fire, and they cooked, and they fellowshiped with one another, and then Jesus went off by himself, and it wondered, why you do that, Lord? He said, well, I'm God in the flesh, as you know, and since I'm in the flesh, I'm like you guys. I get tired, I get hungry, I get thirsty, but I also need to talk to the Father. Can we talk to the Father? He said, oh, yeah. How? He said, use this little prayer for all of your prayers to line up with as we pray, our Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Well, God bless. Thank you for tuning in, and thank you for letting me ramble a little bit. And I pray that you got something out of it. You know, but to be honest with you, I prayed myself happy. God loves you, and so do I.